This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
1 year, Annie and I took in an exchange student from Finland, and she lived with us for a year. But right before that, or right after that, I don't even remember the circumstances, there were two students from Germany, from East Germany, from Dresden, who lived with us for just a week. Every day, stayed at our home, and it was a young lady and a young man, and she spoke English quite well. But he spoke very little English, and I literally had to rely on 2 years of high school German that I took to communicate with him. Our daughter was a German major in high school and college, and she taught at the University of Texas for one semester, so she was pretty fluent in German at the time. And I told Elizabeth, I said, you know, Elizabeth, the craziest thing is I can't talk to him too well. I can't say much to him, but when we're in the car together, I can pretty much understand what he's trying to tell me. I can figure things out, and I can take words and piece them together. And I was telling Elizabeth, why is it that I can understand, but yet I can't talk back to him, but I get what he's talking about? And she said, Dad, that's called passive language skills. I said, what does that mean? It means you know enough German that you have a sense of what people are trying to say to you, even though you can't communicate too well back, but you get an understanding, and you understand it's called passive language skills. You know, I thought about that statement many times. There are people here today that have some passive spiritual skills. And you come here on Sunday morning and you can't explain it. You can't quantify it. You can't define it. But you feel God's talking to you. And there's something going on in your heart and your spirit, and you don't know what to describe it. You're almost embarrassed about it. But somehow, week after week, you feel the Lord God Almighty speaking to your heart and speaking to your spirit. I call it the Spirit of God translated through His Word coming into your heart. If the Holy Spirit inspired the writing of this book, it makes sense to me that He speaks to you and He speaks to me every time we open this book. Two reasons why people have accidents at train crossings. They don't look and they don't listen. They don't look and they don't listen. May it never be said of you that you were a person who didn't listen to the Lord. You didn't look. You didn't care. But you were a man or woman who was open to what the Lord was doing. You were open to what the Lord wanted to say to you. And you come away every Sunday with this attitude. And I shared this in the second service. I want to share it with you as I close. I honestly believe, and I'm naive enough to believe, that when you park your car on Sunday morning in the parking lot, and you're walking down the slope coming into the front door, that if you were to say to yourself in a prayer, God, would you speak to me today? I am naive enough to believe that God would say, yeah, I will. I will. Why? Because you're open. God speaks to men who are open. God speaks to women who are open. God speaks to young people who say, Lord, I'm open. Talk to me. Talk to me. He will. He will. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for your word today. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for opening up our hearts and minds in every service. I'm so thankful that I can get up and not say, here's what I have to say. I can get up and say, this is what the Lord says. This is what the Lord says, because that's exactly the word of Jeremiah. This is what God says. We don't listen. And we do not pay attention to you. Lord, speak to people today. Whatever needs they have, speak to their hearts, their lives right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, my friend, is it possible the Lord is speaking to you right now about your relationship to the living God through His Son, Jesus Christ? That's our prayer. That's crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.